Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would like to start by thanking you for your leadership and for your efforts aimed at finding a common ground. My intervention is with regards to the document submitted under this agenda item. I refrained from taking the floor during the deliberations over this agenda item, just to allow the membership to focus on the technical and the operationalizational part. However, since we proceed with the decision-making phase, I'm compelled to take the floor to make the following statement. Armenia takes note of the 2024 overview on ongoing and planned operationalization activities in support of the Trans-Caspian and Almaty-Tehran-Istanbul corridors, as reflected in the document ECE/TRANS/WP5/2024/2. As a landlocked developing country suffering from a land blockade for over three decades, Armenia fully realizes the importance of promotion of cross-border trade and transport connectivity and is a staunch advocate for regional cooperation aimed at developing sustainable and inclusive transport links at all levels. It is with that understanding that the government of Armenia has presented the Crossroads of Peace initiative, which aims at unblocking all regional communications with full respect for the state sovereignty, territorial integrity, and principles of equality and reciprocity. We do believe that establishment of equitable trade and transport communications in the South Caucasus will not only contribute to lasting peace and stability in the region, but will also significantly facilitate the integration of our region into global transport chains. In this vein, we have to express our concern with the fact that the platform of the UNECE has been yet again misused to promote narratives undermining the territorial integrity of my country. The overview document issued by the Secretariat contains unacceptable formulations which are openly used by one country to justify its claims against sovereign territories of Armenia. The reference to the so-called Zangezur corridor in the overview of the activities in support of the Trans-Caspian and Almaty-Tehran-Istanbul corridors is a textbook example of Azerbaijan's aim of establishing an extraterritorial corridor on the territory of Armenia. The Republic of Armenia has repeatedly stated that it will never engage in any process that might question the sovereignty of Armenia over its connectivity infrastructure. Mr. Chair, the delegation of Armenia strongly objects to the inclusion of the above-mentioned reference in the document ECE-TRANS-WP5-2024/2. We also call upon the UNECE and other partners to show resilience in the future and do not let themselves to be dragged into one-sided propaganda. Mr. Chair, I request that my intervention is duly reflected in the report of the session, and I thank you.